From SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
On today's episode, teen band Snowdonia with an original song, and higher achievement scholars share original poems about their neighbors. But first, Pittsburgh area students visiting the Pennsylvania Capitol building with Allegheny Partners for Out of School Time talk about their experience advocating for after school programming.
After school action day.
After school action day.
This is my second time being here.
Today is after school action day 2019.
Yes, we are at the Pennsylvania State Capitol building in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and we're having a great time.
Tell me about what meetings you've had so far and what you guys talked about.
Hi, I am Jordan Price. I am a sophomore at Propel Andrew Street High School.
My name is Damani Washington, and I am a sophomore at Propel Andrew Street High School.
The first meeting we had with Mr. Fetterman.
We talked about the extracurricular activities that we had in after school. Also, what was the outcome of having after school and like why people came to after school.
And also, we just met with Mr. Jay Costa, and we were advocating for after school program, and he told us like we have his support. It was really cool.
Austin Davis, I'm a senior at Pittsburgh Alderdice.
I am Duncan Rigger. I'm in 10th grade at Obama Academy. We met with Sarah Inamorato in her office. She heads the 21st District of Pennsylvania.
She cared about the issues she spoke about, one of them being gentrification, so her input was highly valued in that regard.
And we talked about our project for the Youth Participatory Budget Council, which is to help combat gentrification within our city.
Hi, my name is Amari Hessel Collins. I go to Propel Hazelwood, and I'm in 8th grade.
Hi, my name is Shannon Santana, and the school I go to is Propel Hazelwood.
Senator Jay Costa.
When we were in the room with him, we were telling him about how after school is important and how investing funds to our school would really help us out.
So could you tell us a little bit about what after school activities you participate in at your school?
Cooking class, you basically get a recipe and you cook.
My name is Janice. I'm in 9th grade and I go to Oakland Catholic.
My name is Trent Patrick. I'm a senior at Propel Andrew Street and I'm 18.
I went to an after school program called A-Step from 2nd grade to 7th grade, and then I actually worked there for about a year.
So I try my best to participate in every after-school program activity at our school, starting from sewing, the culinary arts, the hip-hop, gaming.
So they taught me that family and friendship are the best thing, and to always do your best.
And most importantly, work study. They have a study hall. So I try to get all my work done before I even participate in any of those after-school program activities.
My name is Emil Cook. I'm a teacher at Propel Andrew Street. I'm also the site coordinator for our after-school program. We have academic hour. We also have credit recovery to help students who have potentially fallen behind in different classes make up certain classes. We have a program that's offered through the Urban League. It's called Techno Teens. It's a robotics STEM program.
Tell me what life would be like without after-school opportunities.
I would not have the best of grades if I did not have after school, because when I get home from school, I do not do anything. And I have homework. I wait until the last minute to do my homework, which is not very good.
If younger students didn't have after school programming, I think they would lose out on many of the experiences of being a child and hanging out with lots of more people around their age so they can like develop long-lasting friendships and skills that they might learn through the after-school programs.
Without after-school, I probably wouldn't know how much I actually like to look at data and find data, and also I wouldn't know how much I like working with children. But now that I'm like working at an after-school program with younger children, it opens up my eyes a lot more.
one of the major things that children would lose is this sense of curiosity, because you're not being exposed to new things all the time, to learning about a new culture or language or a new mathematical concept. After school activities provide this perfect environment for learning and asking new questions.
Now, teen band Snowdonia with an original song entitled Ways of the World.
The shades were gonna shame me if you left. And now I'm thinking that maybe it'd be better if you left me for the best. Shade me if you left, thinking that you maybe it'd be better if you left me for the best. The sun will rise outside and
protect in you every kind of way.
When it do, I'll be right beside you.
On our last segment, Higher Achievement Scholars Tali, Janaya, and Prentice share recent poems they wrote about their neighbors. Their readings are from the organization's Love Out Loud poetry event, held this year at the Jerron X. Grayson Center in the Hill District, Spring 2019.
I'm Tali from Community Day School. My poem is called Love Thy Neighbor. I need you. I'm here for you. I love you. Do you need me? Are you here for me? Do you love me? If you need me, I know you care. If you are here for me, I know you care. If you love me, I know you care. Love is forever. Love is you and me. Love is trust. Love is forgiveness. Do you feel wanted? Do you feel supported? We should ask, what do you need? But instead, we cause drama and pain. The pain of a million jellyfish stings, of a million hives, of one person.
My name is Janaya. I go to Higher Achievement in Home when I am a scholar. My poem is called Neighbor. I once had a neighbor. I gave her a piece of paper and she answered with a lot of anger. Then she counted to three and shouted at me. She called the police and they arrested me. Then I came back home and the neighbor surprised me with a nice poem. I came outside and she gave me a piece of pie. My neighborhood never gets bored. Sometimes we knock on each other's door just to say hi and sometimes never goodbye. Sometimes we go outside to race till the end, always lending each other a hand. We will be on the phone laughing all night, trying to figure out who's wrong or right. That's what you call a good neighbor that knows how to say see you later.
My name is Prentice, and I'm from West End, and this poem is called Love Thy Neighbor. Love is a butterfly opening its wings. Love is an adventure going through journeys together. Love is a package of crayons, different colors expressing your feelings. Love is a roller coaster going through ups and downs. Love is a piece of glass. It's fragile, but if it's strong enough, it can't be broken.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.